Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello and welcome to the Arrowhead Pride podcast we call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was back in the Monday afternoon press conference mix this week after the coordinators had to do it on last Monday. After having an opportunity to watch the tape versus the Eagles, Reid joined the media for a Zoom conference call. So let's get right to it. Here is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. Don't really have anything on injuries as of today, but yesterday, after I had a chance to meet with you, let me grab my sheet here. Found out that Niemann had cleared out of the concussion protocol, so he's okay to go. Other than that, everything's good as far as the injuries go up to this point. So I'll get you informed on it after we get everybody in. I think as far as the game goes, I feel very similar, have similar thoughts to after the game, and that defensively, there were some good things with some of our young guys, but we did a better job in the red zone. I think there's room to improve, obviously, but I think some of these young guys getting the experience they did when we get some of the other fellows back is going to help us down the road. I thought the guys played hard, aggressive, we keep challenging. That's a positive thing. So as we grow, and then offensively, again, I liked some of the things that went on there. Again, ton of room to improve, but we were able to move the ball efficiently. And I thought Pat had an outstanding game with 5 touchdowns, and he had the one where he was pressured and had the interception after having his arm hit there. So, I think there were a lot of individuals that played really well. I think, again, like the defense, I think the more our offensive line plays together, the better they're going to continue to get. And the fact that Clyde was able to get another 100-yard game, I think, was a positive thing. And obviously, Tyreek with his game was tremendous too. So. But all in all, we got plenty of room to improve as a team, whether it's special teams or offense or defense. But we've got to keep pounding like we have been in practice to work to get better. So anyways, and then we've got a good team coming in here. So we know that we've got to have a good week of preparation for that. Time's yours on that.
Let's go first to Blair Kirkhoff. Go, Blair.
Andy, you mentioned Ben Niemann just a moment ago. He was involved in a play yesterday where it looked like he forced and recovered a fumble, but it didn't get challenged. Could you take us through the mechanism for deciding when and how to challenge a play?
Yeah, that was – I've seen it now on tape. And the problem was we didn't get any replay on it, and it was on that far corner over there away from us. So. Hard to see exactly what went on, but normally you get a replay up. They didn't present one, so we weren't able to get a look at it. Hindsight, I should have thrown a flag. I mean, that's hindsight.
Yeah. Let's go next to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead, Aaron.
Coach got dumped out, so I hope nobody asked this already, but kind of two questions. The first one, teams are going for it on fourth down against you guys. How does that change the impact of how you play the game offensively and defensively? And I have a second one.
You know what? It's happening all through the league. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, teams are more willing to go for fourth downs more now than ever before. And we've always been a willing team to do it. And depending on situation, but I mean, you're seeing it on the plus side of the field and the minus side of the field. So it's football today. It's kind of crazy, but points are, it's, you know, they wanted it to be an offensive game and it's leaning that way where people are taking more chances.
And then I think Clyde yesterday said after the game, he felt like KC wanted to light him on fire after the Baltimore fumble. He responds well these next two games. What have you seen from him kind of behind the scenes that's allowed him to bounce back?
Yeah, I don't think they want to light him on fire, but yeah, things happen. I think people understand that. I mean, that no football, they things happen, and he's a talented kid, and it was good for, it's, you know, good that he put a back-to-back 100-yard game together, and you know, that I know he and the offensive line take a lot of pride in that.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Coach and Brad, I have a quick housekeeping, then just another question. Coach, what's the optimism level that maybe Willie Gay could potentially be activated this week from injured reserve?
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, he was kind of getting there last week. So we'll see on this piece, see where he's at as we go forward here. But I think he's starting to feel a little bit better for sure. Yeah.
And I know we'll get Spags on Thursday, but where are the points of focus right now that you can maybe see tangible for the defense to improve as early as next week?
Yeah, I think, listen, there are areas that we've got to take care of, and more situations that we've got to take care of in certain coverages and just calls. So, I mean, you know, the scheme. So and we just tighten that up a little bit. I think we'll be okay. Never quite as good as you think, never as bad as you think. So a few little tweaks here and there, I think we'll be all right.
Let's go next to Adam. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy, just wanted to ask you about Josh Gordon, whether you had a sense of whether he might be up this weekend, what you saw from him in practice that would indicate his readiness or lack of readiness. You think there's a reasonable shot he could play on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to just see how he does this week, Adam, and talk to him. I haven't talked to him today, but we'll just see kind of where he's at and how he's feeling. And I mean, there's a chance, but there's a chance that he's not also. So I'm going to just kind of play it by ear and see how he feels. And really, it's more of a comfort thing with the offense. I don't want to put him in a bad situation out there.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
And Brad, I'll have a follow-up question. Coach, first of all, Michael Dana really made an impact in getting after the quarterback, just where he's at. And, you know, I know he got 40-some-odd snaps last week. Do you see him maybe grabbing a hold of that job and maybe giving you the flexibility to move Chris maybe back inside?
Yeah, so, listen, I think Michael did a nice job, actually. He had the two sacks, and the one thing Jerron Reed has done is given us flexibility to move Chris out and move him back in certain situations. We've kind of moved him all around is what we've done. And I think that's been important, and he's done a nice job. I mean, he had several hurries yesterday. He did a nice job with that and was around the quarterback, which when they did throw the ball. So, at both spots. And I think that the one thing it normally does out there is it frees them up, you know, gives them a little bit better opportunity for rush. So, but having Mike, we rotate them anyway, Seren. So they're all going to play, you know, whether Chris is inside or out, he'll end up, Michael Dana will play too.
And then I know we've heard Patrick talk about, you know, getting in sync with his offensive line. Is it, you know, he does such a great job of escaping and extending plays and creating big plays. When he talks about it, is he had to kind of change the dynamics of how he escapes, right? Because these guys block differently. So maybe there's a better pocket, you know, and it's a matter of maybe, you know, just to make an example, stepping up Tom Brady style, as opposed to kind of the athletic escape out the side. Is that something that he's having to formulate in his head, just a different approach to how, when he does break out, he's got to do it in a different way?
Yeah, one thing that's crazy and it doesn't get talked about much, Ren, is that the quarterbacks all know and have a great feel for their offensive linemen, strengths, weaknesses, where they can escape, you know, against certain techniques that are playing against them if they need. Is it other team working games on them, and then where's the escape pattern there if needed? And so those are all things that kind of get calculated, but you know, and how do your guys handle that? And then once you get into the game part of it, how do they handle it together? It could be a three-man game, a two-man game, and how's that handled? And then how do you keep your eyes down the field and let that field take you where you need to go? And that takes a little bit of time and adjustment. So he's going through that whole process. Now he did it during training camp when we had live periods, and now he's doing the same thing now in these games. So, but I thought it was pretty good yesterday against some good rushers. Now those two inside techniques were good, and the two outside guys, because two inside guys are so good, they don't get enough credit. And I think that's a pretty good defensive line there.
We got time for a couple more. We'll go Matt, Derek, and then Blair. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach, kind of following up on what Seren was asking regarding the pass rush, regarding a lot of metrics, you know, the pass rush is certainly below where it was last year and bottom quarter of the league in some categories. Is there anything that you feel like has just been, you know, missing? And especially with Chris, you know, no sacks in the last three games, how important is it to really get him going and get him productive as in the pass rush?
I think that you play three run teams, I think, is, you know, probably a factor to it. And, you know, that's probably added to the numbers there. But and then I think, you know, you start getting guys back in here. I think that also helps. Frank, you had Frank in the equation. Frank was an all pro, and you know that you're missing that element. But I think once we get everybody back in there going and kind of in the flow, I think it'll pick up a little bit. Second half, I thought it was actually better. The second half, Matt, is when you look at it, first half wasn't quite as good as the second half. Yeah.
Last to Blair Kirkhoff. Good, Blair.
Hey, Andy, I apologize for not following up on this earlier, but just back to the replay for a second. You know, in baseball, when there's a controversial play, they show the assistant coach, you know, on the phone talking. Is there not somebody on the staff or in the booth whose responsibility that is? And listen, I know the Eagles got to the line of scrimmage quickly after that play as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But you start throwing the flag. You want to know what you're throwing it for. And so you expect replays to show up. And there's, you know, in a certain amount of time, and that didn't happen. So, you know, that you want to make sure I'm not going to throw the flag unless I'm absolutely sure that that's what's going on. You know, I mean, those are valuable. Timeouts are valuable in this league. And so I should try to keep those close to the vest unless I know something.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Yep. Thanks.